Denny, you may begin your conference.
Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to U.S. EPA Local Climate and Energy Program webcast. Today's topic is energy efficiency competitions for local governments. We're going to start off with going over a few logistics and a quick introduction to EPA's Local Climate and Energy Program before we hear from Leslie Cook from EPA's Energy Star Program. And then after Leslie, we'll hear from three speakers from the town of Cary, North Carolina, about the work that they're doing there with a competition among their fire stations. And now I'm going to turn it over to Wendy Jaglom with ICF to cover a few logistics.
Thanks, Andrea. So throughout the webcast today, everybody will be muted to minimize background noise. However, we encourage you to submit questions and comments in writing, which I'll go over on the next slide. PDF and audio files of today's session will be available online for download in a few weeks at the URL that appears on the slide. And throughout the webcast, if you have any technical difficulties, please contact Wendy Jaglom from ICF, me, at wendy.jaglom@icfi.com. The email address is on your slide. Next slide. Again, we encourage you to ask questions of our presenters today. If you have a question, simply submit it through the question pane as shown on this slide. Simply enter your question into the box and hit send. We will compile the questions throughout the webcast and ask them at the end of the webcast during the Q&A session. And when you ask a question, if you could please include the name of the presenter you would like to answer your question, that would be great. Next slide. At the end of the webcast, a pop-up window will appear when you exit GoToWebinar. If you could please take a few minutes to respond to the optional questions and provide your feedback. We appreciate hearing from you and would like to incorporate your feedback in future webcasts. Next slide.
Great. We're actually going to start with a quick poll before we jump into these overview slides about the Climate and Energy Program, just to get a feel for today's participants.
The poll should appear on your screen.
So if you can just take a minute to answer this question, it's just helpful for us to get a feel for who is on the line today. Okay, Wendy, how's it looking?
Okay, I'm going to close the poll and share the results. So it looks like 53% of participants said that the primary motivation was to save money, 35% said reduce greenhouse gas emissions, 5% each said improve operations and other, and just 2% said to improve comfort.
Great, that's really helpful. So. Before we hear from Leslie and from our speakers from Cary, North Carolina, just wanted to give a quick overview of EPA's Local Climate and Energy Program. And this is the program that I'm with at EPA. And basically, the goal of the program is to help communities, which includes tribal governments, regional governments, cities, counties, towns, to reduce greenhouse gas emissions while achieving your other sustainability goals. And we do that by helping to identify and connect you with expert partners and programs and really maximize the multiple benefits of planning and designing programs. So we're not just looking at greenhouse gas emissions, but also air quality, economics, cost savings, energy security, public health, and overall quality of life. We have three main areas of resources that we offer. The first is our Climate Showcase Communities program. These are 50 pilot communities who received grant funding. And while we don't have any additional grant funding available, we are taking what we're learning from these communities and sharing it with other communities who are interested in replicating their successful and sustainable community actions. We also have a number of guidance and tools. Our first is our Local Climate and Energy website, which has a wealth of information. We also have a Local Government Climate and Energy Strategy series, which I'm going to talk a little bit more about in a moment. And we also have a lot of links and connections to other technical support programs that we can help connect you with. So we facilitate your access to other parts of EPA to the extent that we can. And then finally, we really focus on peer exchange. We know that while we have a lot of resources with the federal government, the real resource is other local governments and being able to make those connections. So the Local Climate and Energy webcast series, which you're participating in today, is one example of that. We also have email newsletters, and then we try and facilitate those connections one-on-one to the extent possible as well. The Local Government Climate and Energy Strategy series that I mentioned a moment ago is a series of documents that provide straightforward and comprehensive overviews of greenhouse gas reduction strategies targeted towards local governments. It's divided into five topic areas: energy efficiency, transportation, community planning and design, solid waste and materials management, and renewable energy. And each strategy guide then covers benefits, policy mechanisms, key stakeholders, implementation considerations, and has some in-depth case studies as well as many shorter examples. Today's participants might be especially interested in some of the guides in the energy efficiency section, including K-12 schools, local government operations, or product procurement. Each of these guides can stand alone, or you can use them together to create interrelated programs that maximize benefits. And this is just my contact information. Definitely feel free to contact me. We are here to help, and so if we can be of assistance, we're more than happy to do that. And so before we launch into Leslie's presentation, we are going to do just one more quick poll. Okay, Wendy, how's the poll looking?
Okay, I'll go ahead and close it. Okay, so it looks like 42% of participants have considered participating in a competition but have not yet. 28% have never considered participating, 25% have run or are running a local competition, and 5% are participating in a national building competition.
Great. Well, with